Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Shah, and in today's podcast we're going to understand a bit about sexology and the sexologist. Now, what is sexology? Sexology is the scientific study of human sexual life and sexual relationships in many aspects. Just as neurologists study neurology, chemists study chemistry, sexologists study human sexual behaviors, interest, feelings, functions, and interactions. It's important to understand that the field of sexology has many different subsections enclosed, such as psychology, biology, medicine, epidemiology, and anthropology. The study of sexual life requires understanding of many fields related to human beings, as sex is a complicated topic that affects many aspects of human life and nearly all aspects of a very intimate relationship. Now let's look at a bit of, history in sexology. It's important to understand that the scientific study of human sexual life is ancient, and humans have always been interested in exploring more about sexuality. Sexology used to be clubbed with other fields of medicine, mostly psychology. And in 1886, sexology first came out for existence as a separate science, thanks to Dr. Richard von Krafft-Ebing, a German psychiatrist, who published the first textbook on sexual medicine. It was a great piece of work. It described almost all the forms of abnormal sexual behavior that he had personally run through his entire career. And it's interesting to note that many works of sexology were published much later, establishing sexology as a separate and unique science. And fast forward 20-30 years down the line, and there are many scientific journals published in the world literature which is solely dedicated to sexual research. So it's important to understand, what a sexologist does and how a sexologist could help you through your sexual health problems. Now, a sexologist is a specially trained sex therapist who is most qualified to help clients deal with their sexual issues. A sexologist could be a psychiatrist, he could be a general practitioner, with a training in sexual medicine, or he could simply be a counselor. A sexologist usually practices as, a sex educator, as a researcher, or as a clinician. Some clinicians who specialize in urology and andrology practice sexual medicine. And common problems that sexologists would normally deal with would include erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, pain during intercourse, and alternate sexual interests, like dealing with conditions like sexual paraphilias, decreased desire disorders in both men and women. And sexologists normally try to solve these problems by increasing their client's awareness of a particular problem. And, by counseling them and telling them that this problem was because of, certain lifestyle factors. They try to identify pathologies that could have led to the particular issue. In those cases, we say that the particular sexual health problem could have been because of an organic issue, organic disorder. And ultimately, what sexologists try to do is they try to make couples more comfortable with each other and also try to make them speak to one another and equip the couples with knowledge about sex, sexuality, and relationship in general. So how does a therapy session with a sexologist work? As with any therapy session, your sexologist, would normally initiate a session by simply greeting you and obtaining your name and basic address, phone number, and other details. And the first step towards, successfully identifying a sexual health problem would be to, actually ask when the problem first happened. How serious is the problem? To what extent is it affecting a couple's life or your life? Whether it's due to a past experience, some couples have this wrong belief, or let me restate it, that they have a religious inhibition towards the act of sex itself. There could be a lack of necessary sex education. This is common in a country like India, especially in a conservative city like Chennai, where we commonly see that most schools don't have formal sex education programs. Sometimes a simple counseling session itself with a sexologist can solve most of the major sexual health issues. And the cornerstone for any sexual therapy should be talking. And a sexologist will normally encourage you to talk to him or her about your feelings, ideas, and thoughts. By talking to the therapist, the sexologist gathers important information about your particular problem, about your partner, your partner's perception of the said problem. And this generally helps towards, sorting out the issue quicker. You most couples, you know, think that it'll be very, very hard for them to open up to a third person, especially about their sexual life. But trust me when I tell you, in my long years of practice as an expert in sexology, andrology, and infertility, most of the time, this is not actually the case. And I've always seen people are more comfortable speaking to a sexologist or opening up to a person who's specifically trained in the said field. Well, this is simply because, you know, we are always comfortable opening up to strangers on certain issues as when compared to, you know, family. Humans also tend to hide secrets from the ones they love the most. And, you know, most of the time, sex therapy offers you the opportunity to have a productive conversation with a well-trained therapist who will not ultimately judge you and come to a conclusion based on your interests and fantasies. That's one thing. And some of the clinical tools we used in sexology, some of the treatment tools is cognitive behavioral therapy, REBT, it's also called Rative Emotive Behavioral Therapy, which is basically another form of psychotherapy, and the use of medications. Common treatments would usually involve either using CBT or REBT or a combination of CBT, REBT with medications. The principle of all psychotherapy is based on a simple fact. You know, let me give you an example. You know, if sex problem is arising from a false belief, and some men think that, you know, having hardcore sex is a sign of masculinity and manhood, simply correcting that very false belief with a simple session of CBT in itself will sort out the issue. Yes, that's one way of looking at things. Medications are only given normally when a sexologist identifies a particular organic problem. For example, patient comes to us with erectile dysfunction for the last 1 year. If there's associated diabetes, then our understanding is that the diabetes could have led to the erectile dysfunction. And of course, we take a thorough sexual history to understand why the erectile dysfunction happened in the first place. So that's about it, and I hope you enjoyed reading this podcast, and I would request you to visit our website www.andrologycorner.com to find out more interesting articles on sexuality, sexual health, fertility, and human relationships. Thanks a lot. This is Dr. Shah, your friendly neighborhood andrologist. Call me a sexologist, whatever you want. Signing out for now. Thank you.